The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
24-23 championship point number two for Kearney Catholic. The serve down the middle to Studi. Prasoski sets. Anna Squires down and good. And Kearney Catholic is your conference tournament champions.
Tonight, the postseason begins with live coverage of the C-110 sub-district tournament in Kearney. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And the freshman floats it across safely. Here is Rouse, set to the outside. Stewart, big swing down and good. We play on. 25-25, Stewart's fifth kill of the opening game. And back to serve it away, Addie Woodward.
Kearney Catholic and Minden met in an epic five-set final last year. And tonight, they find themselves in the same sub-district again. The Stars beat the Whippets earlier this season. A rematch could result, but first the two teams have to advance by facing Cozad and Gothenburg. It's the C-110 sub-district tournament coming up next, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Kearney High School. It is the New Tech Seed pregame show ahead of the championship match of the C-110 sub-district tournament. That's right, only four teams in this sub-district, so it's all being played tonight. And it is a rematch of last year's C-1 state championship between the Minden Whippets and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Now, Kearney Catholic winning it in five sets of the state final last year. They did meet earlier this year at the Gothenburg Round Robin Tournament, where the Stars won it 2-0. Minden is a lot different team than they were at that time. They were very beat up. They're still beat up, but at least the kids that have had a chance to come in and play have now got a bunch of matches under their belt with experience. Both teams came away straight set winners earlier tonight. Kearney Catholic sweeping Cozad 25-19, 16-11, but they sure didn't look like the number one team in the state in the first set. They battled, they made some errors, they struggled. Cozad got a little momentum. In fact, it was 21-19 before the Stars rattled off the last 4 points and then slowly started to put Cozad away. For Minden, kind of a surprise. It was the fourth time that they had played Gothenburg this year, and all of them had went the distance. 2-1 in two of the matches and 3-2 in a duel that they had at the end of September. But tonight, once Minden got things turned around after that 25-20 first game win, they cruised 25-17, 25-14 to set up this rematch of the state tournament. Bottom line is, Minden has to pull the upset tonight. Last year, they were able to get in on a wild card and make it to the state final. Unfortunately, the way things are going this year with those injuries, they're 20-8, and that's just not going to be good enough. And for Kearney Catholic, if they would get beat here, they would secure a wild card. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, and our starting lineups are coming your way next.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at state.
Time now for a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, member FDIC. First off, for the number two seed, the Minden Lady Whippets. Their service rotation will begin with number five, 5'6" senior, Addie Woodward. Number 4, 5'6 senior, 4-year setter, Allie Rouse. Number 16, 5'10 junior, leading attacker, Rebecca Stewart. Number 2, 5'1 senior, back row specialist, Abby Sanders. Number 12, 5'8 sophomore, Samantha Clapper. And number 3, 5'8 senior outside hitter, Josie Madsen. The libero is number 1, a 5'2" junior, Marissa Weaver. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Radke and Chris Ostermeyer. Minden is 20-8 on the season and swept Gothenburg in the first match tonight. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, no change in their lineup. They'll go with number 10, 5'6 senior center, Allie Prososki. Number 7, 5'8 junior outside, Courtney Shundoff. Number 8, 5'9 senior middle, Callie Obrick. Number 6, a 5'8 junior outside, Maddie Squires. Number 4, 5'6 senior defensive specialist, Whitney Colling. And number 9, 5'11 sophomore, outside Anna Squires. The libero, number 3, 5'5 senior, is Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Emmy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Refinus. Kearney Catholic is 28-1. Their lone loss coming last Thursday to 6th-ranked Class A North Platte in 4 sets that snapped their 40-match winning streak. They're ranked number 1 in C1. They've been there all year long, and the Stars are the 2-time defending state champions. Kearney Catholic and Minden have battled a number of times, and Minden has just never been able to clip the Stars. Can they do it tonight? We'll find out in just a few moments. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Kearney Catholic and Minden for the C-110 Subdistrict Volleyball title when we come back.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
As we said, there is plenty of volleyball action going on tonight in classes C and D. And an update from C2 action going on tonight. It is a straight set victory for Burwell over Arcadia Loop City. And Ravenna was a winner early over Gibbons. So Ravenna and Centura getting ready to play. Then Burwell will play the winner of that in tomorrow's sub-district final. St. Paul has taken the first two sets from Central City, and then Grand Island Central Catholic will take on Adams Central on the other half of that sub-district. Adams Central swept Wood River earlier tonight. Other action, Alma has defeated Elwood. Axtell defeats Overton. Bertrand downing Eustace Farnham. Donovan Trumbull over Franklin. And Ravenna, we told you, beat Gibbons. Shelton was a winner over Harvard tonight. Also a reminder that we've got National Football League action going on right now on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Colts get a field goal on the board, Indianapolis 3, the Giants nothing. 7:07 remains in the first quarter of play. The State High School football playoffs will continue on Wednesday. Class D action here on Classic Hits at 5 o'clock. Kennesaw will host Randolph on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Kearney Catholic, on Wednesday, it'll be Amherst and Fullerton. You'll hear the Kearney Catholic Columbus SCOTUS game Friday at 3. We'll also have Hastings St. Cecilia and David City Aquinas. Plus, we'll keep an eye on what's going on with the district volleyball finals. Class D district volleyball finals Thursday. Class C on Friday. Well, we're about ready to get the volleyball in the air as Minden and Kearney Catholic battle. The introductions have been made. We'll take a final break and serve it up next.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
With our producer engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to follow high school athletics. To Mitch Stein, the athletic director here at Kearney High. It's Minden, Kearney Catholic. Some great battles. And Minden trying to find a way to keep their four seniors alive here tonight. Got to see these kids play a lot of volleyball. They're the underdog tonight, but neither team played their best volleyball earlier tonight. So if one steps up and the other continues to struggle, it could be interesting. Kearney Catholic wins the toss, so Ali Prasoski will serve it away. We're underway. Short serve, Weaver got to it. Set it outside. Tipped across by Minden, and Stewart is going to be just wide. Out of bounds. Kearney Catholic with the first point of the championship. So Prasoski out of that number one role, ready to go again. And this time, across to Weaver with a little more steam. Rouse sets Stewart. Good look this time off the tape. It bounces in the air. Shundoff runs it down. They'll set it back to Courtney. Front left off the block. Weaver with the dig. Here's Rouse. Set to the middle. Stewart blocked. Dug out by Woodward. Back to Stewart. Third try is wide and out of bounds.
One stars.
So a lot of swings that time, but Minden couldn't finish. And Kearney Catholic with our first 2 points. And across it comes. Picked up by Woodward. Stewart again from the 10-foot line. That time it's through the block and good. Rebecca will get Minden on the board. 2-1. From Grand Island, St. Paul has defeated Central City 27-25 in the third set to win it in straight sets. So we will see St. Paul against the winner of the Adams Central Central Catholic match tomorrow. Strong serve here that Kearney Catholic has problems with. Free ball and across. Middle attack is going to be deep for Emily Malcolm. Minden got a look. And that's going to be the key tonight. When you're looking to pull the upset, when you get a gift like Kearney Catholic just gave Minden, you have to finish. And not only didn't they finish, it was an error. And that will give Messbarger the serve here for the Stars at 3-1. Cross to Woodward, stays in the back row. Clapper, get it out there to the front left. Malcolm takes it across. Overpass by the Stars, and Malcolm will tip it down. Emily, big part of that point, and Rouse will go back and serve it away. A little different rotation to start things off for Minden than what we saw last match in most of the year from a matchup standpoint. Rouse serves it across to Messbarger. Set Oprich. She lofts it across. Rouse with a dig. Clapper short set. Swatted across by Malcolm. Prasoski sets Teal from the 10-foot line across to Weaver. Rouse jump set Weaver to Stewart. Stewart will terminate. Rebecca Stewart right down the middle. We're tied at 3. And Rouse to serve it away again. Allie doesn't do a whole lot of things special with that serve. She knows where to put it. She doesn't move along that service line. Takes that half step. Floats it short. Messbarger, good pass to Prasoski. Set right side. It'll be cut across there by Squires with not a lot of power. Stewart has to run it down. She'll tap it over. And an overpass there by the Stars. Can Minden do something with it? Stewart, yes, she can. Third kill for Rebecca Stewart. And Minden has their first lead, scoring 3 in a row. And it's 4-3. Whippets, best of 5 here in the postseason, and Rouse with the serve. Floats this one deeper. Keeps taking it at Messbarger. Prasoski sets Oprich on the quick. Dug out by Woodward. Rouse sets. It'll be thrown across there by Malcolm. Kearney Catholic will slide Maddie Squires on the right side. Her attack is called out and then called in. It is definitely out. One had it wide. One had it in. And I think they both had the call they were supposed to have. The deep, it wasn't deep, so they called it not deep. And it ends up being 5-4 Minden. Rouse serves, dumped it across, and just on the line by Prasoski. Boy, she didn't get that by much, inch or two. And that will get the ball back over to the Stars. They call that out, and Minden's got a run going. 5-4 Minden, just underway in the championship. Studi with the jump serve for Kearney Catholic. She looked good in the first set. It's overpassed at the net. Rouse somehow stays out of there. They will get it across. Free ball. Squires is able to get the kill. Boy, after the serve, it got real ugly at the net as everybody was trying to stay out of the net. And then when Squires took the swing, she hit it right into the top of the tape, and it just spun off the arm of the Minden defender, 5-5. And Studi fires again. That one's in. Ace. Boy, she went right down the line, put it in that corner. Can't do any better than that one. First ace of the night, and Kearney Catholic regains the lead at 6-5. Big weapon, that jump serve, when Studi's on. And right now, she's on another one. 7-5. And this is what ended up being the killer for Minden last year in that fifth set. A bunch of serves in a row and a bunch of ace serves. Studi to go again. Another good one, but this time Woodward with a good dig. Back set right side. Stewart on the attack. Four hits will be called. No block. And so Minden scores four in a row. Kearney Catholic answers with five in a row. And it is 8-5 Stars here in the opening set, and they're still serving. Studi. My goodness, that's as good as it's been all year. Picked up by Woodward, stays in the back row. Malcolm takes it across. Good dig down low. Messbarger stays in the back row. Studi will have to return it, but it's deep and out of bounds. And so Studi, great job back there at the service line, and Minden gets her off of there, but loses the lead. Rebecca Stewart now to serve for the Whippets. 8-6 Stars. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Ravenna serve across. Middle attack. Anna Squire's first swing is wide and out of bounds. Point Minden, 8-7. Stewart trying to tie it up. And the knuckleball comes across. Squire's able to pick it up. Ran into Studi. Prasoski bump set for Teal. She's blocked up front by Malcolm. Free ball tipped over Maddie Squires. Minden's able to play it. Clapper sets. Front left attack down and good. Josie Madison, her first kill. 8-8, game one.
Scores tied, 8-8.
So both teams at least off to better starts than what we saw in the opening match. Stewart now to give Minden the lead. Slaps it down the side. Messbarger pass tight to the net. Prasoski got it out of there. Kearney Catholic sends a free ball across. Minden runs into each other. Clapper will tip it into the block, and then it goes out of bounds off of Minden. Good play by Teal and Anna Squires up front. We'll give Teal credit for the point, 9-8 Stars. And Maddie Squires floats it across. Right at Madison gets it to the outside. Josie with the swing across. Here's Teal around the block, down and good. Just a single block, and it was a little late getting there. A couple of kills for Teal, and Kearney Catholic up 10-8. First set, best of five. Squires, line drive over pass that time, Woodward, and it is going to be dumped down by Anna Squires on the free ball. So it's a game of runs here early on, and right now Kearney Catholic has put three in a row together, 11-8. And Maddie Squires to serve again. Down the left side to Madsen, slide right side to Malcolm, and she can't get there in time. 12-8 and a timeout. Our first timeout of the match will be called by Minden. It's Kearney Catholic 12, Minden 8. You're listening to the C-110 Championships here on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it fun. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Well, Kearney Catholic, a very balanced offensive team. Anna Squires leads them in kills, and then it's pretty bunched up between Maddie Squires, Callie Oprick, and Kylie Teal. When you look at Minden, again, their numbers are skewed a little bit because of the injuries earlier this season. Maddie Hoskins, when she went out, I believe at the time, led the team in kills, but that was early in the season, and now you've got Woodward right behind Rebecca Stewart. And then you've got Josie Madsen and even Emily Malcolm coming along in place to pick up some kills. So both teams fairly balanced, not one dominant player Maddie Squires to serve it across out of the Minden timeout. Dumped over by Rouse. She's ready for it. Prasoski short set to Anna Squires. Takes it over. Rouse with a diving save. Middle attack will be taken over by Malcolm. Kearney Catholic dumps it back. Over pass. Swing. Look at this one-timer. Back over to Minden. And they'll send it into the net. All that great defense and then just trying to return it. Hit it too soft. And Minden with the air. Five straight for Kearney Catholic. 13-8. Squires serve over to Weaver. Pass a little off the mark. It'll still get a good swing from Madsen. Dug out by Studi. Here comes Teal with a big run down and good.
Kill by Teal. One star.
Third kill for Kylie. 14-8. Kearney Catholic now putting together a run that might be good enough to get him the first set with six straight. Serve down the middle. Picked up by Woodward. Here's the set outside. Again, it's Madsen. Blocked up front by Anna Squires. They'll pick it up and tip it across with Malcolm. And then tip back over by Squires. Minden gets a hand on it, but not enough to keep it alive. Prasoski tipping it across. They'll give her credit. 15-8. Seven straight now for the Stars here in the opening game. Short serve. Picked up by Malcolm. Set to the middle. Clapper tries. And it's deep. Oh, they're going to call a tip. Is a tip called? A tip is called. So change it over. Clapper gets the kill, and Minden will finally get the ball back to serve it away with Abby Sanders. And checking out will be Emily Malcolm.
Number two, Abby Sanders.
15-9, Kearney Catholic. And Sanders to serve. Across it comes. Messbarger gets to Prasoski in the middle to Anna Squires. Off the block. It's good. Squires with her second kill right back over to the Stars. And here comes Shundoff back into the front row. And Jenny Beans goes back to serve it. Or no, it's Calling, excuse me. Calling back to serve. Beans has rotated in from time to time to serve. And the lefty Calling. She'll stick it across the middle. Could be an ace, and it is. Whitney Calling with the third ace here for the Stars. 17-9, Kearney Catholic. And Calling fires it across. It'll be picked up there by Sanders. Slide right side. The attack into the corner just misses for Woodward by an inch or two, and it was right in front of the linesman. So he had the best view in the house. Calling stays at it. 18-9, Kearney Catholic. Takes it over to Sanders. Rouse is going to set left side. The attack driven across by Madsen. Slide to Anna Squires, and she'll terminate. A powerful kill by Anna Squires. 19-9. And you look at some of these teams in C1. That could be down to the state tournament. We'll talk about it in a minute as the serve goes deep and out of bounds. So side out here. And Boudreaux, who had a good run in the first match against Gothenburg, will serve. But Kearney Catholic's number one, Concordia's two, Ogallala three, Stanton four. Those are four very, very solid volleyball teams. Then after that, it's Wahoo, North Bend, Ord, Central Catholic. St. Paul is in there, Columbus Scotus, and Shadron, depending on the rankings that you look at. As Shundoff sends it across, here's Woodward on the slide, but into the net again. And too many errors here lately for Minden. You've got Shadron and Ogallala in that West District. Shadron's probably going to get a wild card. A lot of people in the state don't like it because their schedule does not warrant one. And then the other one is kind of up for grabs. Ord's out there as well, but Ord might not get one unless they win at all. They may not get in. Going from C2 to C1. Now Jenny Bean serves it across. Woodward with the soft tap back over. Slide Oprecht in the middle. She'll get the kill. 21-10. Oprecht, who led the team in kills against Cozad, gets her first of the match right here. And Beans to serve. Stewart's going to come back in defensively here for the Whippets. And the serve across. Close to the net. Rouse has to dump it over, and she does. Alley with her first kill. Side out Whippets. Anna Squires will allow the Studi, Morgan Studi, the libero, to come in and serve.
Marissa Weaver.
So Weaver, as they just tossed the ball to the wrong side there, Weaver to serve. And Marissa lets it fly. Picked up by Maddie Squires, 21-11 Stars. Outside Shundoff over the double block, but also long. Point Minden. And Weaver will get to serve again. Again, Minden has got to find that flow again, even if they can't come back, which they probably won't from a 10-point deficit. Get some flow for game two. Yeah, it starts here. Weaver mishits that mini jump serve. Into the net it goes, 22-12, Kearney Catholic. Prososki to serve it away. Again, it was 8-8. And then Kearney Catholic got some strong serving. Minden threw in a couple errors. And overpass here on the serve comes back to the 10-foot line to Oprich. Prososki will set right side Maddie Squires. Good up that time by Clapper. Short set Woodward. Quick swing down and good. That's the first kill for Woodward. She'll go back to serve it away. And Malcolm's back into the front row of the C-110 sub-district final here on Classic Hits. And another service error for Minden. So back-to-back service errors after they had been clean throughout the first set. Michelle Messbarger now will serve it away. 2 points away from the opening set. Best of five in the C-110 sub-district final. Didn't pack it tonight like they did for basketball last year, but still a good representation. Minden fans always do a great job following their kids. Service error by the Stars, so now Allie Rouse will go back and serve for Minden. See if she can get a little something going here. And she'll float it right down the line, picked up by Teal. Here's the slide. Maddie Squires tips it over the double block. Perfect placement. And Maddie will get her second kill. It is game point, Kearney Catholic. And Morgan Studi will go back there with the jump serve. She's the one that got it going to get things tied up here and give Kearney Catholic the lead. Jump serve Studi. Picked up by Clapper. Set to the outside. It'll be taken across by Malcolm. Here is Anna Squires in the middle. She'll terminate, and that is the end of the opening set. Squires with her fourth kill. And Kearney Catholic turns it on after being tied 8-8. And they take care of Minden in the opening set, 25-14. We'll be back with the numbers right after this timeout.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
First set is in the book, so let's take a look at some of the unofficial numbers. First of all, for Minden, Josie Madsen, one kill. Allie Rouse, three service points and a kill. Addie Woodward, one kill. Emily Malcolm, a kill. Marissa Weaver, one service point. Samantha Clapper had a kill. Rebecca Stewart, two service points, three kills. Eight kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves for Minden. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal, three kills. Morgan Studi, five service points. Two of them were aces. Whitney Colling, three service points. One was an ace. Maddie Squires, six service points, two kills. Callie Oprich, one kill. Anna Squires, four kills. Allie Prasoski, two service points, two kills. And Jenny Beans, one service point. Kearney Catholic had 12 kills, no ace blocks, and three ace serves as they take set one from Minden, 25-14. We'll get you taken care of here and be back with second set action in a minute on Classic Hits.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Headley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to high school volleyball. Centura has taken the first set from Ravenna tonight, 25-23 in a C2 action. And we'll keep you up to date on other scores. St. Paul was a winner tonight. Right now, Adams Central and Central Catholic playing in the other side of this. Minden will serve it away to start game two, and Shundoff with the first swing goes angle and hits the line. Carney Catholic will get the first point of game two. And for Courtney Shundoff, that'll be her first kill of the match. And Allie Prasoski will go back and serve it away. Prasoski, the Kearney Catholic center, flies it a little deeper. Picked up there by Madsen to the middle of Woodward. She'll rattle it off the single block and get the kill. Second kill for Woodward. And in to serve will be Boudreaux. Kearney Catholic will send three back defensively here with Studi and Colling and Maddie Squires. Up front, Shundoff, Prasoski, and Oprick. And Boudreaux throws that knuckleball across. Studi waits for it, gets it to Prasoski. Middle attack, Shundoff down and good. Boy, everybody from Minden was watching Oprick, and Shundoff came right down the pipe and drives it home. Back-to-back kills. Now she'll rotate out, and that'll bring Teal into the front row and Messbarger back to serve it. Stars 28-1, Minden 20-8 as the serve is across. Picked up by Clapper, set outside for Madsen, and Josie will rattle it through for the kill. 2-2, Stewart back into the front row. Back to serve Marissa Weaver.
Back to serve for Minden.
Minden is going to have to get themselves a lead and try and keep one in this match. Find a way to get a run going. Nice little serve that's in for an ace. Weaver's kind of in all or nothing, not just tonight, but most of the year. She can fire some wicked serves across, but she can also put the baby in the net or out of bounds just as often. So can she get a little run going? Weaver, another good one. At Teal, bump set to Kylie. She's in the back row, has to take it across, and does so to Sanders. Tapped across by Rouse. Studi all out to get it. Messbarger with the swing. Hit the line. Good play by Messbarger. And she'll get her first kill. She's not going to rack up a bunch of kills for the Stars, and Minden wasn't expecting her to get one there. Now Studi to the service line, 3-3. And the jump serve, too strong. That one's out of bounds. So Studi misses one. She'd been on fire so far tonight. And Minden will get it to serve with Woodward, which brings Malcolm back into the front row. First set went to Kearney Catholic, 25-14, 4-3 Minden game two. Strong serve at Maddie Squires on the right sideline. Set Anna in the middle. She's blocked up front. Ace block, Emily Malcolm. First block of the match for Minden, 5-3. Woodward to serve. Fires it down the middle. Studi has it. Here's Prasoski. Back set right side. The attack driven across by Squires, and she'll get the kill. Maddie with her third, side out Stars, 5-4, and Squires will go back to serve it away. Maddie takes a couple of steps from the center and fires it across for an ace. Ace serve, Kearney Catholic, their fourth of the match, and it's 5-5 here in the opening set. Again, tomorrow night we will be in Grand Island for the C19 final. We already know St. Paul will be in it. Will it be Central Catholic or Adams Central? Kearney Catholic on their side. They'll get it to Teal. Teal will be just on the back line. Kylie Teal, we have seen a lot of shots both ways be right on the line. The Lions men and Lions women have had to be right on it tonight, and they have been. At least there hasn't been a whole lot of oohing and on. Squires, who had a big run in the first set, is back there again, and Maddie just off the back line. Air will give it back over to Minden. 6-6 here in game two. Allie Rouse to serve it away for the Whippets. One of the four seniors along with Woodward, Madsen, and Sanders all in the lineup here tonight. And we've got out of rotation on Kearney Catholic. And a serve here for Rouse. That'll go down as the second ace for Minden, and it will give Minden the lead at 7-6. Rouse to go again. High soft one right in the middle of Teal. Prasoski sets back to Teal in the middle. She'll drive it over. Good dig that time by Woodward. Set to the right side. It's going to be Stewart. Picked up, and Prasoski dumps it across. Woodward's there again. Rouse sets. Here's Clapper on the outside. Off the block. Joust at the net. Won by Minden. Clapper and Malcolm. Malcolm will get credit for the kill, but Sam Clapper had a heck of a run during that rally. And it's 8-6 Minden. Rouse to serve. High, short one. Keeping it at Teal. Here's the set, Anna Squire. She's blocked one-on-one. Emily Malcolm, I'm going to tell you what. You give these Minden fans just a little chance to get rowdy here. Once they believe this place is going to get loud. Rouse to serve. Short one again. Prasoski passed it into the back row. Squires on a two ball, takes it across. Here's Rouse setting Stewart. She needs one. She gets one. And that's five in a row for Minden. Time out, Kearney Catholic. So Minden has got something going here in game two. The Whippets 10, Kearney Catholic 6. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Kearney Catholic takes the first set, 25-14, but now Minden has scored five in a row to take a 10-6 lead in the second. Doug Duda back with you here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at Kearney High. Allie Rouse to serve as we're back to action at Studi. Prasoski sets Anna Squires, right side. There's Weaver with a dig. Rouse with a bump set, back row Woodward, but sent it deep. And back over to Kearney Catholic it will come. Getting the ball out of the side out. And Whitney Colling will serve Shundoff back into the front row here for the Stars. Kearney Catholic will do much more substituting here than what Minden will. Serve in the back row, ties up Woodward. They'll get it to the 10-foot line. Good swing by Madsen. Kearney Catholic hit it out of bounds. Colling from her knees just about got it back in play. Point Minden, 11-7. And this time it's Stewart to serve it away. Rebecca in the net. 11-8. Beans in to serve for Kearney Catholic. Again, Monday Night Football currently airing on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Indianapolis has tacked on some more points. Colts 9, Giants nothing. 13:40 to go in the first half of play. Again, that's on ESPN. They add the extra point, make it 10-0. Serve is across, picked up there by Weaver. Taken across out of the back row, and again, too long. Just on the returns, just to make a safe return, Minden has had some problems. 11-9, Beans to serve. And Jenny powers it across, tied up Woodward. It's an ace. Might have been deep, but Woodward couldn't get out of the way, even if she wanted to. And the Stars with three in a row cut it to one. Chance to tie it now for Beans. Jenny, another good serve. Handled by Weaver. Rouse dumps it across. Collings right there. Prasoski slides. Oprick on the right side. It's down and good. And just like that, Kearney Catholic runs off four in a row. And we are tied at 11 on the Oprick kill. That'll be her second. And Beans, the sophomore who, because of injuries last year, was kind of thrust into a serving role and even a little bit of setting from time to time. Beans serves, clips the net, it's an ace. It's 12-11, Kearney Catholic, and Minden will use their first timeout. So Minden took a run, now Kearney Catholic answers with one of their own. Minden trailing, Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-14, and Kearney Catholic now a 12-11 lead in game two. This is a Nebraska-Land National Bank timeout on Classic Hits.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Glad to have you along with us. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that bring you high school sports. Doug Duda here from Kearney High, as Kearney Catholic has turned it around here in game two to take the lead back from Minden. 12-11, each team has now used a timeout, and it's still Jenny Beans back there serving. She's fired four in a row, two of them aces, and to serve again. Clip the net, and across it comes. Picked up by Matson, but in the back row, and they'll have to set it across or bump it over. Free ball here. Prasoski, a double hit called, yeah. The pass wasn't good. They had set up what they wanted to do between Maddie Squires and Prasoski, and I think Maddie was trying to pass it quickly so she could get ready to go on a swing, and it was a little flat, and Prasoski couldn't get it back to her like she wanted. So a point for Minden, and back to serve it, Abby Sanders. 12-12 midway through the second set. Two ball to cross, free ball here for Minden. Here's Rouse to the outside. Madsen blocked up front by Oprich. The dig is made by Sanders. Right side, they go to Clapper. She'll tip it off. Colling is there. Slide Oprich on the right side. Another tip, and that finds the hole between four defenders. Boy, there wasn't much room there, and Oprich was able to get it to drop down. 13-12, and Prasoski to serve it away. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, final stats and coaches' interviews. Woodward tries to go middle, miss hit it into the net. Kearney Catholic 14-12. Stars' biggest lead in this set, 2 points. And it's right now 14-12, and the serve is giving Kearney Catholic, or giving Minden problems, and they put it in their own net. So back-to-back points for Prasoski. 15-12, Kearney Catholic. Minden was up 10-6. It's a 9-2 run. Short serve just drooped across. Overpass Weaver. Passed right back. Prasoski and in. Allie Prasoski picks up the kill and the service point. And a substitution now for Coach Ed Rouse. He doesn't want to have to burn another timeout so quickly. But it's a 9-1 run. It was 11-7. And checking in will be Amanda Wubenhorst. As the serve is across, pass back would have been out of bounds. Kearney Catholic plays it. Maddie Squires on the right side, and her attack is out. They look for a tip. They don't get the tip. Point, Minden. And Boudreaux will come right back in for Wubenhorst because she is the server. And Boudreaux, who served well, as we mentioned earlier, against Gothenburg. See if this rotation will be good for her here. Down 16-13, need to get back at it. Good serve over to Studi. Prasoski slides it. Oprich off the back foot, lobs it across. Minden is just going to be able to standing spike it across here with Madsen. Prasoski sets outside. Shundoff near line. It's in. Courtney, third kill of the game. 17-13, Kearney Catholic. And it's Messbarger's turn to serve.
Messbarger is back to serve.
And waiting for Boudreaux to check out here and Clapper to check back in to give him three on serve receive. And Messbarger, she had a good service game again against Kozad. Across, dumped over on the two ball. It's right there for Rouse. Allie Rouse with her second kill. Rouse on her way to play for UNK. Coach Rick Squires, of course, Coach Squires with two of his daughters playing here for Kearney Catholic, and Maddie and Anna. And the serve across by Marissa Weaver. Kearney Catholic in the back row. Messbarger got a heck of a swing on it. Dugout. Stewart will return. Dugout Studi. Here's Prasoski to the outside. On the angle, Teal hits the line. Good point both ways. Kearney Catholic wins it. Fifth kill for Teal. 18-14, Kearney Catholic. Right on that verge of pulling away. Minden can't let him get any farther away than this. Studi decides not to use the jump serve. Goes quick, short. Minden not ready. It's an ace anyway. Studi went quick when they were expecting her to go to that big jump serve, and they got caught flat-footed, 19-14, and now she will go to the jump serve. A little sneaky, Studi. But then she returns the favor with a service error as it's deep. So again, a four-point game, 19-15. Kearney Catholic Stars ran away with game one late, 25-14. Best of five, Addie Woodward to serve. And she'll cut it across to Maddie Squires. Close to the net. Prasoski had to keep it out of there. Back row, Studi returns it. Chance here for Minden. Rouse sets middle. The attack is going to be Malcolm's deep. Didn't get on top of it and sailed it long. 20-15 Stars. Maddie Squires to serve. The winner will advance to the district final at a site to be determined on Friday. Stewart on the attack. Picked up by Maddie Squires. Bumped across by Studi. Free ball. Clapper. Rouse. Stewart in the middle. Stewart drives it over. Termination.
Kill by Stewart.
Fifth kill for Rebecca. Again, the Kearney Catholic football team plays Friday afternoon at 3. So if the Stars do advance, they hope to get a later night game. And if they play Central Catholic, both teams will play in the afternoon of football, and they'll probably agree on some volleyball. Middle attack, Teal. Finds the corner. Kylie with her sixth. Three in each set. Team's just exchanging points right now, and that's not going to work for Minden. They've got to get the ball and get a run going. As Whitney Colling will serve it away here for the Stars. Leading at 21-16, looking for a 2-0 lead in the best of five. Colling floats it down the middle to Weaver. Good pass to Rouse. She dumps it across. Colling is there. Prasoski sets it up. Not very good, but bumped across on a weird angle. Now you've got a joust up front. Anna Squires takes it across. Rouse plays. Here's the attack for Malcolm. It's down and good. Most of those weird rallies have ended up going Kearney Catholic's way, and it looked like it was going to again until Malcolm was able to terminate. 21-17, Rebecca Stewart to serve. Got to get him in now. Stewart is very aggressive but needs to keep the serve in and doesn't. It's wide. 22-17, Kearney Catholic will have Jenny Beans back to serve it away. Centura has taken the second set from Ravenna, 25-12. They're up 2-0. And Bean's serve goes into the net. So right back over to Minden. Abby Sanders' turn. And Sanders will try and get something going again here. Waiting for the whistle, and here we go. Sanders serves it across. Picked up Stars, slide right side, Oprich off the tip, Sanders with the dig. They'll be able to get it outside, blocked again by Oprich. Minden plays again, dumped into the back corner by Rouse. Prasoski dumps it back over, and it's going to work. Allie Prasoski with her fourth kill from the center position, 23-18. And Prasoski now to serve, 2 points away from a 2-0 lead. Slaps it into the net. All of a sudden, somebody raised the nets. And it's 23-19. Running out of time, though, for the Whippets here in game two. Janae Boudreau to serve it. 23-19. Needs some points right now for Minden. They haven't scored on their serve since it was 9-10. And they won't serve here. Another service error. Four of the last five serves have been out of bounds by these two teams, and it gets us to game point. For Michelle Messbarger and Kearney Catholic at 24-19. Serving for a 2-0 lead. It's on the way and into the net. 24-20. Back to serve will be Weaver. Marissa had an ace earlier in this set. Game point number two for Kearney Catholic. And Weaver into the corner, Teal gets it to Prasoski, slides it, Maddie Squires too close to the net, tips it, Stewart returns it. Great save by Studi, and at least the Stars get it back over. It's a free ball. Rouse slides Woodward, she hammers it home. Addie Woodward off the double block gets her third kill. And Minden stays alive for another point. 24-21, game point number three for the Stars. And Weaver with the serve. Just got to keep it in the middle here. And she does. Back middle to Studi. Good pass to Prasoski. And Oprek will be on the line for the kill. And that will end game number two, 25-21. Kearney Catholic now up 2-0 over the Minden Whippets. We will take a break and look at the numbers right after this timeout.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
All right, volleyball fans, let's do a sing-along. Sing-along if you know it, we know you do.
Welcome back to Kearney High, where we take a look at the numbers from game two. First off for Minden, Josie Manson had one kill. Allie Rouse, four service points. One was an ace, one kill. Addie Woodward, one service point, two kills. Emily Malcolm had two ace blocks and two kills. Marissa Weaver had two service points. One was an ace. And Rebecca Stewart had two kills. Eight kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, one kill. Kylie Teal, three kills. Morgan Studi had an ace serve. Two service points for Maddie Squires. One was an ace, one kill. Courtney Shundoff, three kills. Callie Oprick, three kills. Allie Prasoski, three service points, two kills. And Jenny Beans, four service points. Two of them were aces. 13 kills, no ace blocks, and four ace serves. As Kearney Catholic takes game two, 25-21. They won the opener 25-14. And the Stars up two games to none over Minden in a rematch of last year's state championship. We'll be back with third set action on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Hastings after this timeout.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
People you know, community people, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Back to action to start game three. Good rally going here. Rouse runs it down, passed across to the Stars. Prasoski was set. Oprick in the middle, and she will be wide on the attack, and Minden will get the first point of game three. And Rouse will go back to retrieve the volleyball and then hand it to Boudreaux, who's going to serve it away. 25-14, 25-21. Kearney Catholic at 28-1 have taken the first two sets from 20-8 Minden. And Boudreaux to serve. Try to get him off to a solid start to Colling. Prasoski sets close to the net, but Oprek handles it and gets the kill. Fifth kill for Callie, as usual. Kearney Catholic very balanced. Kylie Teal with six, Oprick with five, Prasoski and Anna Squires with four, Maddie Squires and Shundoff with three. Minden is led by Stewart with five, but 16 kills compared to 25. Middle attack, Woodward, she'll get the kill. Fourth for Addie, 2-1 Minden. Stewart back into the front row. And I was watching Coach Ed Rouse fill out his lineup card here before the third set, and you have to wonder what's going through his mind, what a run he's had with this senior crew, and was he writing his daughter's name down for the final time in her career, the senior setter who he's had for 4 years? Can he keep this going with this crew? As Weaver fires another ace, and it's 3-1 Minden. So Marissa, her second ace of the match, now goes a very short one. Oprick almost overpassed it. Now Squires gets a swing off the block, and it stayed in.
Point Stars.
A very solid block, but it just trickled over the net. And Maddie will get the kill. That'll be her fourth. Minden 3, Kearney Catholic 2. Meantime, other score updates. Centura's taking a 2-0 lead over Ravenna. 25-23, 25-12. What a return here by Minden. They're out of system, though. Right side, Maddie Squires tipped it almost too much, and then Stewart with the one-timer missed the open court. Minden's just had too many of those. They had a chance to get a gift there, and it didn't happen. 3-3. And Morgan Studi fires it across again. Rouse sets. Here's Woodward. Mistimed her jump. Still got it over. Studi with the dig outside to Teal. Teal off the tip. Dug out, and no problem there. No way they could pick that up. Teal with the kill. It actually had two Minden players just get a little too close. Got hung up there on Clapper after Weaver made the dig. Studi serve at 4-3. Man, did she unload, and that's an ace. She can't do it any better than that. That's like the softball pitcher that's halfway to home plate in fast pitch. She was sailing over that back line and just drilled the arrow into the back line of the Minden defense. 5-3, fourth ace for Studi. Goes for it again. That time Woodward with a good pass to Rouse. Front left Stewart, and into the net it goes. 6-3, Kearney Catholic with five in a row. And when you got Studi at the service line, it's tough to get her off there unless she has the air. And another ace. That time she goes down the line. Timeout Minden to try and slow Studi down. Kearney Catholic has won the first two, and they have jumped out to a 7-3 lead here in the third. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. You're listening to the C-110 Subdistrict Final on Classic Hits.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thumped. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
It's the opening night of Subdistrict Volleyball in classes C and D. A lot of action going on across the state of Nebraska. Some are playing five-team subdistricts, which will get them into the Subdistrict Final tomorrow. A handful like the one we're at tonight, just four teams, and so it's a one-night Subdistrict. Out of the Minden timeout, another Studi jump serve. It's handled, and Stewart will rattle it off the single block, and Rebecca will pick up her sixth kill. Side out Minden. So they get the ball out of the timeout, and we'll send Annie Woodward back to sieve it away. Trailing 7-4 after they got to a quick 3-1 start. Serve across to Messbarger. Prasoski sets right side. Maddie Squires blocked by Stewart. Dug out by Studi. Short set again. Anna Squires tips it off the block. Woodward with the dig. Rouse will set back in the middle. The attack driven over by Malcolm. And Kearney Catholic will return with a soft tap. Teal, and it's in. The Stars have done such a good job in this match of going with the off-tempo and keeping Minden guessing from time to time. Maddie Squires to serve it away. Short serve picked up by Malcolm, dumped over by Rouse. Studi is there for it. Kylie Teal on the swing, and that one is not soft serve. That's Rocky Road hard right there. Number 9 for Teal, 3 in this set alone. 9-4, Kearney Catholic. Squires has also been very strong at the service line, 9 points so far. Over to Clapper. Rouse sets Stewart, front left, block back. Rouse digs, and on the follow through, hit the net. She knew it.
Net violation, point
star. 10-4, and Minden's going to make a sub here. Janessa Madsen is going to come in for Stewart. Try and change things up, slow things down for Maddie Squires and the Stars. Maddie, strong serve, stays in the back row off of Weaver, and Rouse will have to pass it across. Studi to Prasoski in the middle. Here comes Teal, and she's deep on that one. Kylie Teal with a rare error in this match for the sophomore. And Allie Rouse will now serve it away, and Stewart will rotate back into the ball game here for the Whippets. Rouse to serve, down 10-5 in game three. Kearney Catholic's up 2-0. Both teams swept their opponents in Cozad and Gothenburg earlier tonight. Here's Teal. She'll set it across. Run down by Woodward. Rouse, short set middle. Manson on the attack. And Josie, or Emily, excuse me, that was Malcolm. Emily Malcolm getting the kill. 10-6. And Rouse to serve, far and away the top server. This rotation has worked the best tonight for Minden. She's got 8 points. Pass off the mark. It's an ace. Studi didn't get a good pass that time, and it gives Minden their 7th point. Second ace for Rouse. Looking for 4 in a row. A little deeper to Messbarger. Prasoski slides Anna Squires right side, and was it in? Was it in? They're going to say it's out of bounds. The linesman couldn't see it. The up official says it was wide and out of bounds. Coach Chris Connor doesn't like it at all. She thought there was a tip, if nothing else. So 4 in a row here for Minden. And Chris Connor says, can you at least ask if there was a tip? And so the down official is going to walk to the chair official. And they are going to confer to see if a tip was called or not. If not, we've got a 2-point game. If there was a tip, we've got a 4-point game. And I don't think you can call tip here. The lines judge is away from where the play was. And they're going to say it's out of bounds to Minden. That's a tough one. The lines judge was blocked from that one. He looked at the chair official as if she was going to have it. And Rouse will get the service point. Still 10-8 Kearney Catholic, so Minden will serve it across. A little knuckleball to Studi. Prasoski gets it to Anna Squires. No doubt about that one as it's straight down. Number 5 for Anna. Side out Kearney Catholic. 11-8 the score. The winner of this will play Friday night. If Kearney Catholic cannot hold on, they would get a wild card to state. Even if Minden wins this, they would have to win Friday. And Minden's got a lot of work to do. Here's the attack down the near line by Malcolm. Dug out by Squires. Has to be set across. Free ball here. And a double hit called on Kearney Catholic. Calling, trying to set it across. There was a little contact with her teammate. And that caused the double hit. Madsen back into the front row now for Minden. And Stewart to serve it away here. I'm a little surprised almost that Coach Rouse has kept her in there. There's another service error. And there is some definite discomfort here for Minden. I cannot believe that she will serve again tonight. I'm not putting down how many in a row it is, but that's at least 4, if not more, 4 in a row. And it's just a tough one tonight for Rebecca from the service line, so he'll have to look elsewhere as Jenny Bean serves it across. Middle attack blocked by Oprick on the swing from Manson. They save it. Manson with another swing. Dug out that time by Colling to the outside. Shundoff off the double block. It is dug out by Weaver. Set again to Madsen. Beans with the up and a back row. Shundoff will get a shot for the 10-foot line. Tried to soft it and hit it right into the net. Point Minden. And Abby Sanders to serve. It's 12-10 Kearney Catholic. Third set. Stars are up 2-0 here on Minden. More score updates. Grand Island Central Catholic takes the first set from Adams Central 25-15. Here's a slide to the middle. Oprecht tips it across. Sanders is ready. Right side attack. Clapper into the net. Errors. And you can see that it's affecting both teams. We talked about it in the pregame tonight. Neither team played their best earlier tonight. And for a while, they started off well. Now errors starting to creep in again. Prasoski serves the attack for Madsen. Dug out in the back row. Shundoff again trying to tip it across and another error. So the third set filled with errors on both sides, and Boudreau to serve it away. And again, whoever quits making the errors is going to get a big run here. And Minden right now needs it more than Kearney Catholic. Boudreau to serve, one of the leading servers earlier, hasn't got a point yet here. Here's Oprecht to tip it across. Boudreau's ready for it. Middle attack, and a quick is down and good by Woodward. Her 5th kill. It's a 1-point game midway through the third. 13-12, Kearney Catholic. Here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Coach Chris Connor, even though they're ahead, just doesn't like the way they're playing. She's going to use a timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Kearney Catholic up 2-0, and 13-12 in the third here on Classic Hits.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Caleb Henry. Monday Night Football going on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's the Colts 10 and the Giants 3. Here it is, 2-0 lead for the Kearney Catholic Stars, but they called the timeout. And here comes this attack by Oprich. Just got it across. Picked up there by Madsen. They go back to her. Josie on the swing. Dug out by Studi. Back set Maddie Squires. Her angle attack is down and good. Fifth kill for Maddie. 14-12. Kearney Catholic. Stars won the opening 25-14, 25-21. Messbarger to serve here for the Stars. And Michelle floats it across. Off Weaver. Miscommunication. Back row. Instead of mine, mine, it was yours, yours. And that always ends up bad. 15-12 on an ace serve for Messbarger. That's actually her first service point of this match. This one in the same place. Sanders will take it. It comes off the floor. Run down, though, by Mattson. They'll at least be able to pass it across. Free ball to the Stars. Prasoski goes Teal in the middle. Teal drives it down. A match-high 10th kill for the sophomore Kylie Teal. Makes the Stars so, so good. So many attackers. So many hitters. Messbarger serve deep and just off the back line, out of bounds. And back to serve Weaver here for Minden. The libero has played virtually all night for Minden. Stewart back into the front row, and Madsen rotates out. Down 16-13, serve goes into the net. And it's starting to get that time. Kearney Catholic's up 17-13. Kind of the emotion has went out of the gym here. The early run, well, Morgan Studi serves it into the net. So she had put on some runs earlier, but Minden just doesn't have in the stands right now a whole lot of life. They know the writing's on the wall. They need a run. They need something good. Addie Woodward to serve. Too good a program, too good a team. And a double hit called on the set for Kearney Catholic. 17-15. Woodward to serve again. And Addie just got it across. Picked up their Studi, and then nobody else takes it. Ace serve. First ace for Woodward, and they cut it to one. So Kearney Catholic makes back-to-back mistakes, but Minden will take whatever they can get. It's a mistake-filled third set, and there's a serve right in the middle of the net. One, two, three errors out of the last six serves here, or points for Minden. Kearney Catholic's got a couple in the latter stages as well. Maddie Squires serves right on the left line, picked up by Clapper. Bump set Stewart from about 8 feet off. Attack into the net. 19-16. Kearney Catholic right back up by three. Don't forget, when we're all done, the new West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Minden hopes that's a while away, but they pass it back out of bounds. It's 20-16. And Minden is going to have to use their final timeout right here. Out of the last, what, 8-10 points, we've had one kill. Everything else has been errors. And right now it's Kearney Catholic 20, Minden 16. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits. Stars lead 20-16. Minden has used their final timeout. Final timeout used by the Whippets. Maddie Squires still serving at 20-16. Short serve passed into the net. Rouse got it out of there. Stewart takes it back across. Nesbarger gets it to Maddie Squires, who's working at the center position now. They've taken Prasoski out. Here's the middle attack. Minden, nice up by Squires. Bump set by McKenna Butler. Kylie Teal off the tip. Trouble, but it is passed across by Minden. Free ball, Studi. Maddie Squires in the middle to Sister Anna. Termination. Number six for Anna. Four in a row for Kearney Catholic, and it's 21-16. Maddie Squires with 13 service points tonight. Across to Clapper. Rouse sets Stewart. Stewart too long. 22-16. Kearney Catholic 3 points away from the title, but a service error will make it 22-17. And Allie Rouse to serve. Well, this is what Minden wants, because this has been their best service rotation of the match. It's up to Rouse and her Whippet teammates. Can they get something going to Butler? Maddie Squires sets. Middle attack, Teal off the tip. Dig is made by Rouse. Stewart's going to set it to the outside. Clapper will roll it over. Messbarger to Maddie in the middle. Anna, she floats it across, then nobody can get to it. Anna Squires with her seventh kill. 23-17. And Whitney Colling will serve for Kearney Catholic. Trying to get to 29-1. Been to the state final four straight times. Serve it across into the back corner. Picked up Woodward. Getting a look from the middle. There's a nice swing by Malcolm. Dugout Studi set to the outside. Shunned off. Angle attack is down and good. And it is match point for Kearney Catholic.
24-17.
Whitney Colling to serve. Minden trying to keep their season alive. 24-17, Colling serve. Passed over to Malcolm, taken across there by Clapper, and it's in. As they let it go into that back corner, Sam with just her second kill gets the ball back over to Minden, and Rebecca Stewart will go back and serve it away here at 24-18, match point number two for Kearney Catholic. Stewart safely gets it into Studi. Squires sets to the right side. Butler on the attack. It's out of bounds. Minden tried to play it, but they didn't get there in time. Point Minden. Stewart to serve again. 24-19, match point number three. Stewart keeping it in right down the middle to Studi. Squires sets. A low set. It's just passed across. Chance here. Rouse sets in the middle for Malcolm. It's home. Emily Malcolm with her fifth kill. But it's such a long mountain to climb right now. Match point number four for Kearney Catholic, still 24-20. Stewart serve. Safely across. That one's at Shundoff. Pass off the mark. Shundoff from the 10-foot line. Good swing. Dig made by Woodward. Rouse gets it to the outside. Here's the attack. Madsen down and good. Four in a row for Minden. 24-21. And Coach Chris Connor's going to go ahead and use her final time out. Probably bring Prasoski back in. Let's see if she does or not. 24-21, match point number five is coming up for Kearney Catholic. I've seen Minden years and years and years ago. I believe it was 10 match points they fought, or set points they fought off at state one time. Well, they're going to have to do about that here. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We're just going to keep it right here as we get ready for another serve from Rebecca Stewart. She has put up three in a row, four straight points, but it's still 24-21, Kearney Catholic. Match point number five here. Both teams out of timeouts now. Minden still needs three in a row. And the serve safely across the Studi. Squires still in there at center to the outside. Shundoff blocked up front. Dug out by Butler. One more time, Shundoff blocked again, but out of bounds, and the match is over. Both teams look to the official to see, and it just missed by the chair up. The kill will go to Shundoff, and the match concludes with a 25-21 victory by Kearney Catholic in the third set to complete the sweep and go to 29-1 and advance to the C-15 district final on Friday night at a time to be determined. It'll probably be a 7:30 instead of a 7, we have been told, but that is still up in the air. They will play the winner of St. Paul and what looks like Grand Island Central Catholic. Central Catholic has won the first set and maybe two here, it looks like, over Adams Central. And we will have that final tomorrow night here on Classic Hits. We will take a break and be back with more on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show as Minden's season comes to an end with a record of 20-9 right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Welcome back to Kearney High. It's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney Catholic wipes out Minden 25-14, 25-21, and 25-21. We'll run down all the final stats here for you in just a moment as Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor has come up to join us and talk about the win tonight and moving on to Friday night's district final, most likely against either St. Paul or Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Paul advancing tonight in straight sets, although the third one was 27-25, and Adams Central has dropped the first two to Central Catholic. Chris, I got this weird feeling right now. You're watching Coach Rouse kind of go through what you went through last year with your daughter. Unfortunately, you look over at Minden, and I know the respect that you guys have playing each other, knowing that you probably think Minden deserves as much of a chance to be at state as anybody else in the great battles you've had, and to have a state final played from last year, and then you have to play in the sub-districts yet again. It's bittersweet for them, but your team comes out and does what you need to do to keep things going.
Yeah, it's always tough to end the season, and especially I think for Minden had a lot of injuries to deal with this year. And I know Allie wasn't the feeling the best. She just played a great game. But, you always hope to play a team that's got, you know, yes and no, you want all their horses, but, you know, that's tough when you know what season could have been had you had everybody healthy.
How did you feel your team played in this match compared to the first one tonight against Cozad?
Well, better. And we knew we had to play better because definitely Minden is a good team. Callie Oprick, though, I thought she stood out all night, and she had a great hitting percentage. I think she hit .688 against Cozad, and I think she hit about .470 tonight against Minden. So, and Callie came out big for us last year, too, in districts. So she's a great leader, you know, senior, and so you like to see that out of your big kids.
Studi came out with the jump serve about as good as I'd seen all season in this match here. And when you're standing on the other side, it's kind of hard to pick some of that up. She was really good, and Minden saw a couple of times when it was close. She came back there and
and either got a run going or extended a lead for you guys?
Yeah, Morgan's a big momentum changer. I mean, she can get back there and reel off 3 to 5, 6 points, and she's got that deep court topspin serve, and then she, you know, she switched it up once and hit a short floater about 8 feet off the net. So that's a hard ball to defend, and when she gets on a roll, she's as good an offensive threat as any.
Kylie Teal led you in kills here in this match. Again, it just shows the depth that you've got. You've got so much balance. Is this more balanced than the last couple of championship teams that you've had, or would you say it's very similar?
Well, it's all the same hitters. So, yeah it's pretty much the same as far as there's a couple kids that probably more this year that can come off the bench and help us out. You know, and that was pretty much the case this year. Before Paige got hurt, Kylie and Courtney were both sharing that outside spot, and mainly because they were both doing a good job, but they were both hurt, so we were trying to save them in case one of them got hurt. We'd at least have one for the end of the year, and so it's worked out, you know, in that respect, that when Paige went down, at least they both had some experience. And but yeah, I mean, we feel like we can go to anybody on the court. We're just looking for, you know, who's ever the most consistent and who's got the hot hand.
You mentioned Paige Herbert. She had her surgery last week. It sounds like everything is on schedule as much as it can be for tearing your knee up. How do you feel now that you've had this much time, about a month now, without her? How do you feel that the team has now kind of come together without her? Are you comfortable, or are there still some moments?
Oh, there's moments. There's always moments. You know, Paige has so much speed. I mean, all I do is watch her track meet, and you know, she's amazing. And so on the volleyball court, in a game where, you know, let's face it, most you probably move is 10 feet, you know, but how quick can you get there? And she made some great plays on defense for us, and she covered a lot of court for us. So I think that's probably been probably the biggest challenge for us is covering her space. And, you know, other people have had to maybe take over a little more territory with her gone. And, you know, and hitting, she was hitting the best she's hit her whole career at Kearney Catholic when she left us. So, you know, but we're getting there. It just means a few more attacks probably for our middles, which we actually probably need to get them involved more. So
29-1, you've secured a wild card, but now it gets a little interesting. You're going to play one of your rivals. St. Paul wants to take you down as much as anybody else does. Grand Island Central Catholic had been the team you had shot for so many years until you finally got over the hump. So you're probably going to play one of those Friday. The football team's going to play in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Minds are going to be a lot of places. Kids are going to be a lot of places. This is going to be different than any of the other district finals you've played. Have you given that any thought on how you're going to handle Friday and leading up to Friday?
Yeah, I mean, that's... You don't want to get me started on why in the world they scheduled football and volleyball playoffs the same night. We won't go there.
Yeah, we've had that discussion.
It'd be an hour-long conversation. But, yeah, it's kind of tough because, you know, you got kids who want to go support the football team, and yet you want to make sure they're mentally ready and not tired because, you know, you see them at the football game, they're going nuts and not conserving any energy. So, you know, we're going to have that serious talk. So we'll have to maybe support our guys in other ways, and you know, I think it'll work great for the fans. You know, it's on the way home, so they can hit both of them. But yeah, it's a game that we definitely need to be ready for, because it's actually, you know, people say, oh, you got a wild card, it's not a big deal, but it is, because whether you go in there one or two seed is going to make a big difference.
All right, Coach, we'll see you later this week. Congratulations on the win.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Chris Connor joining us, the Kearney Catholic head coach, after winning the sub-district tonight in straight sets over Minden. We'll look at the numbers and hopefully get a chance to chat with Coach Ed Rouse after this.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Back on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, let's take a look at the third set numbers. First of all, for Minden, Josie Madsen, one kill. Allie Rouse, 3 service points, 1 was an ace. Addie Woodward, 2 service points, 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Janae Boudreau had a service point. Emily Malcolm, 2 kills. Marissa Weaver, an ace serve. Sam Clapper had a kill. Rebecca Stewart, 3 service points, 1 kill. 7 kills, no ace blocks, and 3 ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. Kylie Teal had 4 kills. Morgan Studi had 5 service points, 2 of them aces. Whitney Colling had a service point. Maddie Squires there in that final set had 6 service points, 2 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 2 kills. Callie Oprek had a kill. Anna Squires, 3 kills. 12 kills, no ace blocks, and 3 ace serves as Kearney Catholic took the third set by a score of 25-21. We'll run down the cumulative stats here in just a little bit, but right now Minden coach Ed Rouse joins us here in the post-game show. And coach, you knew all year what was going to be coming down to on this night. You had no idea how the path would lead you to this night. But the girls represented Minden obviously very strong tonight, and I know all that's not going to make you guys feel a whole lot better, because I know you feel at the beginning of the year you were a team that could be at the state tournament. I know there's a lot of teams and a lot of coaches around here that feel the same way. So as this match kind of played out here, take me kind of through your emotions. I said you were filling out the lineup card there for the third set. I know what I was thinking. What were you thinking as these girls were just trying to get a set to get something going here?
Well, you try to think of maybe a different matchup, but Kearney Catholic is – both middles are pretty much evenly strong and athletic, and the serve receive, same thing. I mean, it's just not a lot of places to pick on. So, you know, was hoping that we'd have a better start in places. But, yeah, if we just get a set, it's hard to rattle them. So, you know, you want that. They're a great team, new coming in. This hasn't been the season we expected in a lot of ways. Our kids have worked hard, and it isn't the same group of girls we expected to be on the floor. Not that the outcome might not have been different, but we would have expected to play on after tonight like last year. But, you know, the effort and those things by our girls have been the same, so maybe that makes it a little bit tougher, just because all the things that they've done for the last year was with the idea that we'd finish in Lincoln next week. And but I don't know that we're a top 8 team right now. I'd like to think so. I don't know. But this is going to be a tough team for anybody, and it always ends up being here. So that gets old after a while. But like anything, wish that there's a little bit different format, but it isn't. And so we came here to play. We lost to Gothenburg a couple weeks ago. We've played them 4 times now, and I thought our kids responded well in that one. It was fun. It was nice to see us finish that one off, and it's just going to take a great effort, and it just didn't happen tonight.
Yeah, the Gothenburg match, that was great that whoever won it could get it done in 3 sets to be prepared for this championship match. And the first 3 had all went the distance, as we said, 2-1, 2-1, and a 3-2 out there. It seemed, and I talked with Chris Connor about it, and you'll hear it if you don't hear it later, I mentioned I didn't think either team played their type of volleyball in the first match tonight. Do you think that's the case, and was it because you were – trying to get the big picture? I mean, the girls, not the coaches, but the girls, because there were just so many errors tonight. Even in this match, there were a lot of errors tonight that were untypical, not typical.
Yeah, it was kind of strange. It was almost like one team caught it from the other team, even though they knew it was a no-no or a bad. I don't know if it was loss of focus. Our girls maybe trying too hard.
Yeah, maybe that.
It just... I mean, there were some, there's like 3 or 4 back-to-back, both teams, and it was pretty ugly. You know, it's hard to get in a rhythm. I suppose part of this is that districts have, hello, they've started. And you better get your game cranked up a little bit because there's going to be a tougher team coming. You know, but I don't know. I don't know if that could have possibly been it. As far as Gothenburg, our kids, we had our attention on them for the most part just because we'd lost the last one from them. And I guess maybe that was a blessing that we did with the idea that we'd take them for real tonight. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. Just a lot more fun when you're looking at moving on.
Well, the final thing here, I guess I bring up at all the times, and it was different. I mentioned with Coach Connor, I said, as you were down here talking to your team and talking to your daughter, that she had to go through that last year. Obviously, it was a lot different because they could celebrate winning at the end of the season. Your daughter's a senior. You had four seniors that you got to say goodbye to, and obviously that's tough because this group and the kids you had last year have taken Minden to yet another level. I mean, you guys have been good for so long, but to be back to the state final last year, and who knows how far without the injuries this year, but what a job this group of seniors has done for Minden program.
You know, they've been really a stable group, and they just kept improving a little bit. Woods, a starter from last year. Josie, this is her first year of being a starter, and she's always been so consistent all the time. And Abby, you know, a starter, they've kind of come into their own, and it's been fun to see. Obviously, they're all in Allie's grade, and so we've seen them and known them since they've been young and stuff. They've been a great group mentally for staying stable, and we'll miss that, their leadership and their care and concern in all sports, really, because pretty much that whole group of girls, they're all going to turn around and play basketball together, you know. And so, it's sad. It's going to happen either way. It just, you know, it's here, so it's, I guess, right in front of your eyes. But it's kind of a sad thing. It's going to be tough without Allie. You know, been so lucky every year, been able to say, well, at least we have our setter back next year. You know, happy to have that person because it's such a huge person on your team, and not going to be that way next year.
Well, we'll have to petition the MIAA and talk to Coach Squires, see if we can get all the UNK matches on Wednesdays and Sundays next
Good call. Good call.
Ed, it's always a pleasure working with you. I wish the season was continuing for you guys as well. So best of luck, buddy.
Thanks,
we'll
see Doug. You soon. Thanks for all your coverage.
Ed Rouse, head coach at Minden. We'll take a final break, give you the final stats, and wrap it up after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Welcome back to the new Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. It's time now to take a look at the cumulative final stats of our three-set match won by Kearney Catholic tonight over Minden. Here's the numbers I had for Minden. Josie Madsen had 3 kills. Allie Rouse led the team in serving with 10 points. 2 of them were aces, 2 kills. Addie Woodward, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. She also had 5 kills. Janae Boudreau, 1 service point. Emily Malcolm, 2 ace blocks, 5 kills. Marissa Weaver, 4 service points. 2 of them were aces. Samantha Clapper had 2 kills. And Rebecca Stewart had 5 service points and 6 kills. 23 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves as Minden will end their season at 20-9. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Kylie Teal had a match-high 10 kills. Morgan Studi had 11 service points. 5 of those were aces. Whitney Colling had 4 service points. 1 was an ace. Maddie Squires led the team in serving with 14 points. 1 of those was an ace. She had 5 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 5 kills. Kelly Oprick, 5 kills. Anna Squires, 7 kills. Allie Prasoski, 5 service points, 4 kills. And Jenny Beans, 3 service points, or 5 service points. 2 of them were aces. And overall, for Kearney Catholic tonight, it looks like 37 kills, no ace blocks, 10 ace serves, as the Stars win the C-110 sub-district and improve to 29-1 with a 25-14, 25-21, and 25-21 victory over Minden. You have been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. New West, with certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We have one final break. We'll give you some updates of other volleyball and call it a night after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
All right, it is the final night of sub-districts here at Kearney High, and here are a few of the scores that we can pass along to you. Grand Island Central Catholic has been taking care of business. Centura was a winner tonight, so they will meet Burwell tomorrow night in a sub-district final. What else do we got here? Yeah, Grand Island Central Catholic's up 2-0 over Adams Central. St. Paul was a winner earlier tonight. So Central Catholic, St. Paul, if they win that third set tomorrow night, 7 o'clock from Grand Island Senior High here on Classic Hits. And so we will have that action for you tomorrow. Amherst and Axtell currently playing in their sub-district final. Don't have a final on that yet. Blue Hill has defeated Shelton. Centura defeated Ravenna tonight, as we just told you, and that's a bulk of the guys that have moved on. Ord has beaten Valentine tonight, but have to play again. Silver Lake beat Heartland Lutheran in a little bit of an upset there. Wilcox Hildreth had to take on Lawrence Nelson tonight. Lawrence Nelson won that. Giltner is still in that sub-district. Everybody there had a winning record. So tomorrow night, it'll be St. Paul most likely against Grand Island Central Catholic. Then it's football on Wednesday here on Classic Hits. Kennesaw-Randolph kicks off at 5. Amherst at Fullerton on ESPN 1460 kicks off at 6. We will also have on the Breeze 94.5 Blue Hill at Hemingford at 2:30. Humphrey, St. Francis, and Giltner at 6. Then on Thursday, we'll have Class D district final action for you. And then on Friday, we've got the Kearney Catholic at Columbus Scotus football game. And then it looks like Kearney High, Omaha North, plus we'll have the district volleyball final, but we'll finalize all that tomorrow. So a lot still going on as we get ready for the state tournament. For our producer engineer back at the studios, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks to Mitch Stein, the folks here at Kearney High, and everyone for their hospitality with your final tonight, Kearney Catholic, a sweeping Cozad, Minden sweeping Gothenburg, and then the Stars over Minden, 25-14, 25-21, and 25-21. Monday Night Football, they are at the half on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Colts, 16, and the Giants, 3. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. Good night, everyone.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.